On this episode of Cubs Out Loud...
Wait, hold up.
Huh?
What do you think you're doing?
I'm doing the teaser.
Why?
I always do the teaser.
Oh, no, honey. You are the C, and I am the T. And it's tea time again as an all-new season of RuPaul's Drag Race makes another lap. In this episode of COL Drag Race, Gary and Damon share the shade as they critique the 100th episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. That's right, bitches. 100 shows and 100 queens. It's an all-Ru season as COL Drag Race Season 8, Episode 1 starts now.
RuPaul Drag Race.
Well, hello there, everybody. It is March 10th, 2016, and welcome to Cubs Out Loud Drag Race Tea Time Season 8, Episode Number 1. This is Gary, and with me, as always, is my illustrious and fabulous co-host.
Hello, all. It's Damon. How are you guys doing? Let's get it started.
Yep. We're brack. Oh, girl, the cocktail already.
Already.
Damn. So we're back and it's a new season. So let's discuss. Yeah.
Let us.
Yeah. Let us talk. All right. So Season 8, Episode 1, New Queens. And the big deal was that we now have gotten to 100 queens walking through that door.
And 100 episodes.
And 100 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First topic area. First impressions. I think this might be the best opening yet.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Oh. Huh.
I will say this, because it's freshest in my mind. I like it. I really liked the 100 ticker montage with all the slogan quotes that are very popular.
Yeah.
So, I liked that. And I think minimally when the queens walked in, did someone just kind of go, wah, wah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're like, it's season 8. I got to have an entrance. I got to have a thing to say.
Yeah.
Here's my 10-second shtick, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. This is your first impression. Like, this is your first impression to the audience. Not necessarily to, you know, Rue and all of them, but to the audience. This is going to be the first time anyone sees you. So you should be polished and you should have the quip and you should be rememberable. If that's a word.
I will say there's 3 entrances that stood out to me.
Okay.
Do you want me to go over that now or we can discuss the queens?
We can discuss it during when we talk to the queens. Because I think I have my fun little book of stuff, my little notebook. I'm a note taker. So I'm like, let me. Because I'll forget. And the only reason I didn't forget as much this time around is I literally watched the episode a second time almost all the way through just before we started.
See, this time around, you're being more studious than I am. Last year, I tried to watch twice before each show, and I did not have time this week. I watched it once. Take it or leave it.
That's okay.
So what about you?
It's literally your first impression.
What about you, Damon? What is your first impression?
I agree with you about the whole, I love the ticker. 100 reasons to watch. The intro gave us the show, the history. And that's what I really like. I like that it started with the first episode and the first RuPaul that everyone saw. And you saw the lovely queens of that show. And you kind of went through the whole thing. And then it went to 100, like you said. And here we are. And I love that they've changed things a little bit, but not enough. Like, not that sounds bad. Not like over, they didn't overdo it. The queens all came in. They each gave their own little spiel. This time around, unlike I think two seasons ago where they had like the split where they had two different, remember they had the two first episodes and everything. I was kind of like, no. I like that you got all queens in here and they all, you got to see them all. And there's no, as far as we know, there's no surprises. The one thing I think I was a bit miffed at is there's only a dozen. It's a dirty dozen. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Cause sure, there's a dozen queens, but they still have a season to fill. And the season has always been like so long, it's always been so long. So I see some things happening in the future. My mind is kind of already jumping to, episodes down the road where maybe they bring someone back, they bring some other queens back, they do all that, they add someone. Now that would be interesting.
I think there's high potential to bring back one from this season. I also think there's potential that they'll do a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll run through everything, and then at the last minute, they'll be like, you know what? We're going to make you do it all over again.
Oh, now that would be fun.
And make them role reverse it. Like, maybe they split into teams of two, and then they get to the end of the episode or the competition of that segment, and then they're like, all right, now you're going to switch, and you're going to do it all over again. Only this time it's going to be backwards or some crazy thing.
Yeah. Ooh, there's potential. There's always been potential, and you never know. The show, the good and bad thing about a show that's been on this long is that they have to find a way to wow the audience. They have to continually reinvent and recreate and make it memorable.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We shall see.
I agree. So let's talk about our thoughts on this episode. I thought it was classic, but different. It was, it wasn't outstanding or unique as a first episode. It was pretty standard.
Yeah.
Entrance. Everybody walks in. There's a competition. Here's what you got to do. I liked the homage to the most popular competitions in the past years, and how, they had to assign out what who was going to do which one and go from there.
Yeah.
And then they could make an outfit and then they had to do the runway. Yeah. So
it was a very classic episode. And that's part of my, I'll go ahead and go into my little thoughts on the episode. Remembering the history of the show, they did the classic, like you said, they did the photo shoot, then they did the challenge, the design challenge and the, sewing challenge pretty much. We'll talk about that in a minute. it was very much that. Very classic, rememberable things that we know about the show. I'm going to keep saying rememberable. I hope to God that's a word. Rememberable. But, so it's just, it's a lot of the things that we know and love and enjoy about the show that people know about and the audience loves. And I loved that they brought back all the former winners, and they brought back some other queens too, but mostly they brought back almost all of the former winners. And I love that idea that they gave it for the photo shoot challenge, the mini challenge pretty much. They had the queens stand or be in a photo with the past winners.
Almost.
And then they, it was, I liked that idea because it's what makes you you and what makes you stand out. And can you stand out amongst the previous winners?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you do that? And that shows a lot to me. And it wasn't, and I will, there are a couple of things I had a little problem with, but most of all, it was very much like, hey, stand among greatness and show us that you're better or on that level at least.
Right. No, I agree with you. I liked the photo challenge. It was not as exciting per se as past photo challenge photo shoots where you were like, you know, you thought your wig and, you know, your garter was going to fly off. Yes. But we did get a little bit of the, I'm uncomfortable. Like, how do I do this thing? And I was automatically like, eyelines, like pay attention to where your body is. Like, what do you, and I was kind of like, here we go. And it's, you know, so you're blocking BB season one winner. You're blocking Sharon season four winner. Like, you know, I mean, you're just, I was like, what are you doing? And it made so much obvious sense. It's like, bitch, get in the back. If you're going to be the new winner, like get behind and then stand up. That's a better spot for you, in my opinion, of the layout they had.
I think I like what they did in regards to where they put everybody and where, you know, everything was. There was literally a spot for you. Like, if you looked at it, if you looked at the when the first person walked on, when Naysha walked in and you saw where everyone was, you're kind of like, oh, this is where everyone needs to be.
Right.
So, okay. So I need to be right here because I'm the center, because this is technically all about me, but it is all about us. But it was I agree. It was a challenge with eyelines and making sure you know what you're wearing, your body, and your size, and where you need to fit. You can be in that front, because we saw a few people who were in that front that did a really good job of putting themselves center stage, as it were. There were a few missteps. Did I write anything down? I think I did. Maybe I did.
My personal feeling is the reason why I say go to the back is you're going to be the new queen for season 8. And to me, it's much more respectful to get out of everybody else's way as opposed to demanding the spotlight. True. That's just me. You know, and in a way, it would probably be best to have one of each. Like one great picture of you down front and one picture of you from the back behind. And then whatever they decide to use later as a promo, there you go.
Yeah. But should we, I mean, I know this is the first episode, so should we take a little time and go through the queens?
I think we should kind of, you know, do the drive-by.
And
do it pretty quick. So for those of you that have not watched us from season 7, Damon and I totally cheat and use Wikipedia.
Yeah.
There is a webpage on there that other people, God bless them, may they have as many cocktails as they can take without, you know, getting into the hospital.
Yeah.
They maintain this webpage and they fill out this amazing grid. They list the contestants, who won, who was low, who was high, who got eliminated, their age, their, you know, their contest name, like their, you know, artistry name plus their personal name, their hometown. And it's just so helpful to look at it. And it's going to be super helpful to me because the beginning of every blessed season, sometimes I can't remember who the hell's who.
I agree.
If they're not memorable to me.
Yes.
So why don't we start? These are in alphabetical order, I think, for the most part.
Yes, alphabetical. By the first name.
Yeah, so let me start at the beginning with Miss Acid Betty.
Mm-hmm. From Brooklyn.
Yeah, I will say this because I've got some personal notes I wrote from the very beginning. Now, most of these notes, well, they're at the bottom of the document if you didn't see them. Most of these notes are from before the first episode. I actually did these based off of their to-camera interviews and question and intro stuff.
So
this was literally my very first impression of them before they walked in the room. So for Miss Acid Betty, I immediately I tend to see all the new queens as old queens. Who do you remind me of that I've already seen? In this case, I thought that Acid Betty reminded me of Sharon Needles after she ate Mimi I'm First.
Ooh. Wow.
And I don't mean Mimi size. I mean Mimi personality.
Well, yeah, kind of. I get that. I get – one of the things I think I really – I liked about Betty was she was different.
Mm-hmm.
Along the same vein as Sharon, but I wrote a little over the top, you know, like that, you know, that big hair and that big outfit, that big dress that doesn't really do anything for you, honey, by the way, just saying. And the makeup is just, I'm getting this weird, I get where you're going, but I don't know if I want to go there. Whereas with Sharon, I was kind of like, let me go along with her ride, the spooky queen I'm kind of getting.
Right.
This, as of Betty, I'm not sure I want to go with you. Hmm. But it's early.
Yeah. It's early. So next up, we got Bob the drag queen.
Oh, God.
I will say the name is unique and original. I wasn't sure how I was feeling about that. She was wished the best of luck by Bianca Del Rio on Facebook the day that the cast was revealed.
Ooh.
So I thought that was interesting, but it makes sense because they're both from New York City.
Yeah.
And my personal feeling immediately was she's vivacious, but 15 years ago mixed with the Chad Michaels maturity.
Mm.
Because even though Bob's loud and kind of crazy and kooky, she in confessional to camera really comes across, and we'll get to Untucked later, but she totally was psychodiagnosing some stuff. And I was like, ooh, I'm like, she may be in her 20s, but she's watching and she's paying attention and she's got some feelings about some people. Yeah. So I was like, oh, all right, you know.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of her already. I believe she was actually here last week or a week ago, something like that. I don't know for sure. She's coming. I don't know. Anyway, that name sounded familiar to me before I was watching the show and knew she was on it. So I was kind of like, oh, okay. I didn't know any of the queens who were going to be on the show until the show's there. I kind of do that. That's a personal thing. Actually, I knew of one or two because I've caught random things from like Twitter and Facebook.
But I knew of one. But yeah. That's because she's famous.
Yeah. But I was like, okay. Well, you know, so I intentionally try not to get too much in. Like, you've watched them, all the videos and all that stuff. I was like, let me just watch the show and see how they are from then on. Bob impressed me. My concern is I don't want you to just be funny. Because I don't think you can just be funny on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a Bianca was funny all the time, pretty much, but she was also glamorous and she was also polished and she was also real. Like I agree with you about Bob being in the confessionals, like right there, very real, very thinking, really thinking about the show and thinking about the queens and everything. And I'm kind of like, okay, that's good. I hope that stays with you. Mm-hmm. I see she's one of the first ones that I was kind of like, I think I can see you going all the way. Like my first impression was if she keeps that balance of like, I'm going to be funny, I'm going to be pretty, I'm going to look good, I'm going to be funny, but I'm also going to be, you know, I'm going to be in the competition, then there you go. I think she can do it because I think she has the smarts. That's, you know.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have Chi Chi Devane from Shreveport, Louisiana. We got a Bayou girl.
Oh, yes, we do.
All right. So my initial gut reaction was it's Monique Summer's cousin, but on the Kennedy Davenport side of the family.
Oh, do you mean Mystique Summers?
Sure. That goes to show how much I paid attention to the importance of getting the name right. Yes, Miss Mystique Summers. Chi-Chi has kind of a bubbly personality.
Yeah.
I don't take qualm with that. I thought it was interesting that she said right off the bat that she was cheap. And then the other queens were kind of helping. carve that a little bit better for her and say, you are creative, you know, or whatever. Yes.
I like her.
I will say this. I did not know that the top half of her entrance dress was trash bags.
Yeah.
I thought it was like paper mache or something else. I wasn't really sure what the story was with it. I found it very intriguing. I was like, what is that business about? And then when I found out the whole thing was made out of trash bags, I was like, oh, girl. I was like, now, if you just put a little bit more work into the bottom part, the detail, like the top half, it wouldn't have been quite so obvious.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I agree. I like her. I like her bubbly personality. She reminds me of who was the girl? Jayden Dior Fierce from last year. Little rough around the edges, but still kind of has that personality that you can really get into. So I'm really looking forward to what she does. She looks really good. We need to work on some of the polishing. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's that apple that's sitting there and you just want to like, ooh, doo-doo, you know, like rub it a little bit, get it polished, and then you can bite into it and you'll really enjoy it. But I just, or maybe a peach because she's from the South.
Nice.
Anyway. I'm liking her, but I'm going to watch her because I don't get that like instant vibe out of her, and that her being, and I hope that her being from the South isn't this running sort of story and gag kind of thing. You know, where you're from is important, but you know, you're going to need to be a little bit more universal.
I agree with you. The thing I keep reminding myself is it's a television show and it's edited.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to blame the editing, but the reality is if 100 times over the several weeks of the show, you keep saying back home in the bayou or whatever, they will craft you into that type of character. And that's, and so it's all true. You did all say it, but it may come across that they, you know, that you come across as this Louisiana swamp queen, and that's not exactly who you are. That'll be a little unfortunate for her, I think, but we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
All right. Moving on is Cynthia Lee Fontaine, who is currently from Austin, Texas, but originally from Puerto Rico.
Yes.
All right, Miss Cynthia, my first impression was she's Alexis Mateo's southern sister.
Oh, kind of. I kind of see her as almost a mash. Well, no, she's not really Yara and Alexis. She's not really both of those because Yara was just out there. But I agree with you. I like that critique. I like that, not critique, that sort of comparison. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, kind of a pageant queen, definitely has the spicy, you know, Latina kind of flair with her. And I the things we learned in Untucked were interesting to me about her. We'll talk about that when we get to that segment.
Okay.
But I was very much like, I like her, but I'm almost getting one note. I'm getting here I am. Ha ha, look at me, I'm funny. And then like she mentioned when she came in, like, oh, I'm a pageant girl, but I'm a comedy girl and I can do this. And I'm like, okay, well, so far you look really nice. Mm-hmm. But you're kind of funny.
She presents a kooky pageant girl.
Yeah.
In my mind. And my concern for her is that she will become a one note, like she just got this one thing. She did it in her entrance. She's like, do you want my cuckoo? And then she did it again on the main stage. And I thought, I don't know if I can go through, 14, 15, 16 episodes of that. Like, you're going to be a broken record and I'm going to get real tired of just that one thing.
We're going to need to talk about that cuckoo anyway. Moving right along.
Yeah. Okay, so next contestant, Dax exclamation point. My first impression was that it was Sahara Davenport mixed with Fifi O'Hara.
Ooh.
Now, yeah, if I'm recalling correctly, she's the one that's in the total nerd cosplay girl.
Yeah.
She came in a storm. I thought she looked really good. But then she just faded away. And I don't remember much of her the whole rest of the episode.
How do I put her? She's another one note almost to me. Like, she's pretty. Mm-hmm. But I want her to, if she's going to go that cosplay route, then go for it. However, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that for every challenge in the show. You can't be, I guess you could technically be a glamorous superhero or something like that, you know, whatever. But I agree. I loved her storm look. That was very pretty. It was very nice. It was very well done. But after that, it was like, okay, whatever. I don't even remember what she did. What challenge did she win? Did she get?
Did you take any notes about what she wore on runway? Because I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, she was Hello Kitty. She was the Hello Kitty.
Oh,
she was okay. with the big blonde wig. I saw. I remember her more in Untucked than I do in the episode. If that says, let's just say something to you, like because she was one of the ones that was safe. Spoiler alert. The only reason I remember her is because it was very pink. And it was a little kind of fringy sort of, oh, what are those called? I forget what those little jackets are called. Little bolero. And in a pink dress. And it was cute. Don't get me wrong. And she's got a really nice body. Don't get me wrong. But the only reason I remember it is because I literally just saw the, Untucked like an hour or so ago. Right. And I just remember her being on there. So she's not memorable to me.
Right.
And that's coming from someone who is a comic book fan. I love the storm look, and that's what I will remember her for. You're going to need to do more because you're not grabbing me.
Right.
And, but there is one other thing. Forehead. She had a big ass forehead. I was like, ooh, she's got a very oval face, mm-hmm. and she paints really well for that, but there was a lot of forehead, and I'm glad when the Hello Kitty outfit, she had this really big bangs. So I was like, okay, good, you need to cover that shit up, because
I could just see in a future episode Damon's gonna be like, pull that wig down.
Yes. Forehead for days and nights, apparently. Mm. Before and after head.
Whew. Nice.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the next contestant, Derek Barry. Sidebar, this is who I meant that was famous. I have heard of Derek before. I have not seen Derek from Las Vegas, but my first initial reaction as soon as I saw her, mind you, this is before tonight's episode, I thought Courtney Act again.
Ooh. Yeah.
I was like, great, a highly polished, already professional performer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's, you know, from Las Vegas. She does a 6-night-a-week gig. If you've seen the episode, she, you know, puts that little plug in there. She is the Britney impersonator of all Britney impersonators. That's why I've heard of her. And I'm happy for her. I agree that, you know, the entrance and the photo shoot, she looks so much. I mean, she deserves to have that recognition and that, you know, that kind of that work, mm-hmm. and that title. But I just don't know how that's going to work through the rest of the season. She said to camera that she's gonna, you know, not always be. She decided to lead with it instead of, because she even said, this might be a spoiler for Untucked. She makes a comment about Chad went the other way. She brought out Cher for Snatch Game and did her own thing the rest of the time. And she wanted to lead with Brittany. And then from the sounds of it, she wants to leave Brittany behind or put her aside. I have a funny feeling she's going to do Brittany for a snatch if she gets that far. But what do you think?
I just think I'm conflicted about it the same way I was conflicted about Chad Michaels when he was on the show. Was that this is someone who, I guess, I know it sounds bad, but I don't feel needs this show to make their career better, except for the fact that unless Derek is planning on branching out from Las Vegas. I mean, if you're a Las Vegas showgirl, not really showgirl, but you know, you're a Las Vegas showgirl, you do the show and you're doing this impersonation and you're on it, that's pretty freaking amazing for a drag queen to be like, I'm Britney Spears impersonator and this is what I do and da da da. Yeah, that's pretty freaking amazing. But you've got your niche. You know, if you want to branch out, okay, I'll follow and see what you do. But very much, I love the look. I love the Britney. I want her to do more. You know, yeah, her Britney. We should know by now that her Britney is solid, on point. You know, she does it six nights a week. If you do it six nights a week in Las Vegas and you don't look like Britney or you don't have that, then something might be wrong there. But
I can't disagree with that. You're right on.
Yeah. If you can't practice that shit. So I want to see more. Mm-hmm. I'm very much like Michelle Visage there in that I want to see a little more in what you're doing, what you can do. You know, if this is your plan of action, it's to start with Britney and go from there. Okay. Then you've done that. We've gotten Britney three times. So let's see what else you can do.
Right.
And I know, and there's one thing I will say I want her to do. The first thing she does, go away from blonde hair. That'll be your immediate sort of like takeaway for Britney. If you move away from blonde hair.
I would agree blonde with that.
Yeah. Like it to me, it automatically, because Britney is, that's one of her signature things. It's her hair, and you know, she has a very unique look, but the big thing was the blonde hair to me. So,
right.
So, yeah, we'll see. We shall see. All right.
Moving on, Miss Kim Chi from Chicago, Illinois. My very first impression was Jujubee? Girl, you can't compete twice.
I disagree. That's okay. I don't think she's Jujubee at all. Yeah, she's Asian.
I will totally own, like I said, my first impressions are usually about past queens. And she, I'll give you this. Maybe she's Jujubee mixed with Manila Luzon.
There you go. I can go there a little bit. Maybe a little Raja. Maybe a little Raja. Shades of Raja.
Yeah.
We'll just put all the Asian queens together. And there we go. No, I really liked her look. And I like that she kind of goes this anime route. Unlike Trixie Mattel where I was like the big eyes and all that stuff, I was kind of like, no, I usually don't like that. But on her, it works. It's because of everything else that's around it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're very much a anime, you're going that anime kind of style and doing that sort of weird, funky thing with that. I can go on. I can be on board with that as an anime fan. I like her as a girl, and I also kind of like her story. In that, well, we learned a little bit more. We learned during the show, mm-hmm. and then a little bit more kind of in Untucked, but mostly during the show, you learn that her family doesn't know that she does drag. And I'm kind of like, that's a little weird, but okay. But, you know, and how she, you know, doesn't want to, you know, fail her mother. She feels like she's failing her mother and all this stuff. And I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of sympathize with that. And I get it seems kind of odd to me, but at the same time, you know, very much, very interesting. I like the juxtaposition, using a big word there, of Kim Chi being this sort of out there anime, very, you know, like almost the loud look, but then you go to who he is as a boy, which, where's his real name now? Where is it at? As I'm looking at it. Oh, I'm not going to say that. Sang Young Shin. You know, you get this very kind of very reserved person. So he is very reserved, whereas she's kind of like, I'm Kim Chi with the big long nails and the huge eyes. And yeah, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you get flicks of him coming out and her, like when he was on during the photo shoot, like, he came in and he knew he was blocking someone. He was like, oh, and he kind of moved over a little, like, now you're blocking somebody else. Like, oh, kind of moved away. And then he eventually found her spot in the back. But, you know, it was very much one of those, like, we'll need to work on the personality a little bit, getting you, because you're good. You're good. You're the only queen that I had seen pictures of and was like, ooh, that's kind of nice, before the show started.
Mm-hmm. All right. I can agree.
Yeah.
All right. Next contestant, Layla McQueen from Gloucester, Massachusetts. My initial thoughts right away before the show was it's Violet Chachki mixed with Adore Delano.
Maybe. Layla, I wasn't a fan of her look when she came on in the show. It was very odd, we'll meet Robbie later, but Robbie was like the, you know, wearing flats, typically their platform tennis shoes. Look like something like that, and kind of like wearing flats. I'm like, no, well, it goes with the look. Like, I'm okay with it, but the whole thing kind of felt weird to me. And then you were very much like, this is me. I'm kind of over here, and I'm going to be a little like thing. And we'll talk about it later. But then she surprised me. So we'll see. But I was very much like, you need to step out. You know, you were one of the top 12 of the queens that were chosen for this show. So put that emphasis and branch out and get out there.
Agreed. Moving on. Miss Naomi Smalls from Redlands, California. My initial thought was she made me think of Mahogany, but mixed with Raven.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I didn't like her.
That's okay. Keep the 100, girl.
I just didn't like her. I don't know what it is. There's something about, I know what it is. I know part of it anyway. There's that whole, like, I'm not going to put boobs on. I'm not going to have that silhouette thing. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm just going to be I'm going to have a boy chest pretty much. And yes, I'm thin and got these huge long ass legs, which very pretty body from the ass down. Like I love your legs. I love your legs. And, you know, head up, you know, you've got a very nice face and you do some really great things with, you know, hair and makeup and stuff. But this here needs to be worked on because
if she had done any contouring,
yeah,
on her chest, I think people would feel not so severe if they have a negative opinion of the boy boob thing. Like she just went, you know, with a basic boy flat chest.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I agree with you. Like Violet did some, you know, usually did some kind of thing. Granted, it was always the same thing and I wasn't a particular fan of it, but it at least she did something to give you the illusion of a chest. I just, you know, they're the chicken breasts. There are all kinds of things out there that can give you a little bit of a figure, even though you're wearing, like, I get it. When she came in, she was wearing that little black bathing suit kind of look. And a lot of areas that were pretty much see-through. Totally was fine with that. Cause at least then I get it. You know, you're trying to be a model and you're, you know, little itty bitty, you know, boobies, whatever. Got it. But later on, when you're doing one of the challenges and you're making this outfit and it's just like this. I'm like, no, I've got more boobs than, and I'm not doing drag right now. So like do something else, really do something else. Mm-hmm. So much you could have done with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I hated that dress in her runway, that little gold dress that, and it was, like, it was meant to, that dress was meant to be filled out. Like, the whole purpose of that that little bit and the illusion there is to give the impression, the sex appeal of, like, I have a chest and I'm giving you all of it except this little bit. I'm keeping it street legal with these little straps. No, if you don't fill it out, it just looks terrible. Sorry. Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. Ooh, sorry. I was not a big fan of Naomi.
It's okay. Take a drink. We'll move on. Next contestant is Robbie Turner from Seattle, Washington, who happens to be a sister of Jinx Monsoon, which is where some of my comments come from. So on Facebook from Jinx Monsoon, she said, a huge congratulations to my biological sister and dear friend, Robbie Turner. And then Ben de la Creme, also from that area, said, finally, the Seattle trifecta has been completed. Congratulations to my gal pal, Robbie Turner, on joining RuPaul's Drag Race sisterhood. So they were super excited for her, and I was as well, knowing they were, you know, coming from that grouping, family / lineage, whatever you want to call it. My first initial thoughts were Jinx and Kasha Davis had a child with Tempest Du Jour.
Oh, that works. That works for me. I agree. That was very much I got the kooky. I very much got Jinx, like straight on from the beginning. I very much got Jinx. A lot in not just in like literally like the same wig, but in like makeup look and design and kind of the, you know, slightly salty, kind of shady kind of behavior, especially in the confessional kind of stuff. Because Robbie came in, she said, I'm a nice girl. No, you ain't.
No. If you pay attention, she said, I'm the nicest queen y'all ever meet. And she gave that side eye straight to the camera. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Like, she's definitely not that nice. Granted, kind of almost sabotaged herself. Okay.
Yeah. All right, ready to move on?
Yeah.
Next queen, Thorgy Thor. probably the most original name I have ever heard.
Yes.
For a drag queen. She's from Brooklyn, New York. My immediate thoughts were Sharon Needles got drunk one night and she kai-kai'd with Bianca.
Wow. Is it Thorgy or Thorgy? I'm thinking it's Thorgy.
Oh, right. Everybody's already done it in the episode, I think. It's Thorgy. T-H-O-R-G. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, no big whoop. Just one of those things. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. It's weird. I'm liking her more as a boy. Like, I'm getting more uniqueness from her as a boy than I am as her as a guy or as a girl. The glasses, she has a very, he as a boy has a very, like, 90s, like, if you, like, the very 90s, like, 90210 kind of look with the very round glasses and the dreads and the big baggy shirts and shit. I'm kind of going, like, you just stepped out of the 90s. At least in regards to all that stuff, and I'm like I feel like you've been on TV. Oh, but you're not, you know. But I was impressed with her. I wasn't wowed by her. What did I write? Where's my first thing? Yeah, I wrote kind of clown and kind of fashion-y. The one thing I will say, just since we've gone through out of Queens now, is that there was a lot of New York representation, New York City representation. You had Acid Betty, Thorgy, and Bob the Drag Queen, and then you had a lot of Chicago. You had a couple of girls from Chicago area. La la la, Kimchi.
Oh, you know what? I just realized we skipped a queen by accident.
Oh, we did. Ooh, Nasha.
So let's talk about Nasha Lopez. She also is from Chicago, Illinois. I just realized that we kind of forgot about that. Real quick, she made me think of Pandora Box blended with Alyssa Edwards. Alyssa Edwards for the, you know, pageantry and the kind of like the beauty and all that kind of stuff. But Pandora Box's quirkiness and not a lot of it, like, you know, maybe like a 85 or 87, 13 blend. You know what I mean? Like very much Alyssa, but then just a little bit of,
I got a lot of Roxy Andrews out of her. A little bit of Roxy Andrews, a little bit not the full on like bitch I'm going to cut you kind of thing that we got from Roxy, but just very much that pageant girl with the sharp edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although we didn't get much out of her. I think she's very pretty. She's very pretty. But I'll mention that later. I'll talk about that a little bit later. There are a few things I was kind of like, girl.
Okay. All right, are you ready to move on to the next segment?
I'm ready.
All right. So we got a little bit of intro music here. That's right, kids. This is our thoughts on Untucked.
Yes.
Second season that it's gone straight to YouTube. I'm still a fan. I'm glad they kept the same black box open backstage kind of look with the lounge and the drinks and stuff. My takeaway on this particular thing was I said the Doms came through.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is I don't mean Doms in the bedroom. I mean dominant behaviors like personality types.
Yeah.
Bob the Drag Queen and Cynthia Lee Fontaine and Acid Betty, they really seem to like drive the conversation and what's going on and like kind of, and I mean, for a second I thought, ooh, if I didn't know any better, I think Bob's trying to come for Oprah. you know, like that was just my impression and I didn't take qualms with it at all. I think that might bite her in the ass later on if she keeps doing that every competition, you know, segment, but
yeah, you need to work on that somewhat, but what did I say? I'm very much, I agree with you. Like I'm getting a little bit of this, some of the rivalries are starting, you know, it's a TV show. So maybe this part of editing or whatnot, but like I'm getting a lot of Bob. There was a lot, especially in the beginning, there's a lot of Bob the drag queen and Derek. Like they were kind of, and you got like, you got it in the Untucked and then you got it in like the confessionals and you're kind of like, you're getting both sides of the thing. And I wish like, there's a part of me that's like, if you both would shut the fuck up and maybe actually talk to each other as opposed to talking over each other, you might come to an understanding. Bob was critiquing Derek's look for the challenge, the previous episodes, you know, favorites things like, and he was critiquing her outfit and saying some of the things that the judges were saying, some of the critiques that the judges were saying. Derek was kind of taking offense to it, and it just sort of started butting heads. And I'm like, well, if you would have taken the critique as a critique, and then if Bob hadn't kept saying it, no offense, I get that you're a comedy girl, but, you know, like if you just kept your mouth shut and let it be, would have been fine. And then there's Bob and Naomi, but I already talked about Naomi. I'm not a personal fan of her anyway. And on the other side of that, it got very, very personal, a little bit more personal than, like, one of the things I think we both liked about when it moved over to YouTube was it was very much, gave us a little bit more realistic, more kind of down to who these people really are kind of feel. You saw Robbie and her fear of drowning, as she said, you know, and I loved that that was part of it. You know, that was sort of the thing where, you know, we're understanding this competition and getting a little bit more insight into it through this, well, Untucked, by kind of making it a little bit more raw.
I agree that Untucked makes me think of what it would be like if queens would really hang out after a show in the green room or in the back room, you know, of the bar or whatever, if they really had a place to hang out as opposed to, you know, in the bathroom or the water closet or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I really get the impression if the queens could have an hour to themselves instead of going back out in the bar and hustling for another dollar or for a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what Untucked says to me, that queens really would connect with each other and get to know each other if they had the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens, I think, is that all the first batch that are safe that come back to Untucked get that opportunity to really connect with each other. And then, you know, when the rest of them join.
Yeah. And that was some of the things we learned during Untucked, which were very funny, I will own. I love that we find out that a lot of not Robbie, Cynthia. Cynthia, her cuckoo or choo-choo or whatever she called it, ain't real.
Well, ain't real. It's not fake.
Pumped.
Right. It is pumped. Enhanced.
Enhanced. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was really funny how they were like, can we touch it? Can we feel it? And blah, blah, blah. And she's like, it feels like an ass. Like, I mean, I thought that was... I thought that was awesome, but
And she mentioned that both her you know, her butt and lips were pumped, which, you know, she's not the first queen on the show to have done a little body modifications for the sake of the drag. She probably won't be the last.
Well, I will say this for her, and I feel bad. When she said, you know, that both her lips and her butt have been, you know, plumped, and then they went to confessional, I zeroed in on her lips and I was like, girl, your lips don't look plumped.
No, they don't.
They look real thin. So maybe Maybe confessional was late. Like it was done later. I don't want to say post-season, but you know, like she never had a chance to go back and get another fill. I don't know. I mean, part of me wanted to say, girl, go back and get a refund like that. I don't think it's hooked.
It was very much, I don't know. I was very much like, really? I see the ass because you got some booty there.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, you literally pointed at it and like cuckoo, you know, like we saw that, we know, boom. But those lips were okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If that's what they look like now, and if that's what you were going for, I want to know what they looked like before. Did you have like two little lines, like pencil lines? Like, these are my lips. Like,
yeah.
Okay. No. But yeah, it was very interesting. I agree with you that they're going back to the whole on YouTube and kind of a little bit more backstage kind of feeling. And I agree with you that it feels good. Like, I feel like this would be regular drag queens if they were allowed that opportunity to just sit and chill. I've been to many a show where if you're just like kind of just relaxing in the back and just sort of sitting there talking with each other and shooting the shit, very chill, very relaxed. And that's kind of what I get from this. You know, granted, it's also a competition, but it's you know, not, it's good to have those moments of clarity of just let's get out of the competition for a little bit and get into the reality that we're going to be these sisters for, you know, potentially for the rest of our lives, or you know, at least of our careers.
Correct. No, I totally agree. So next segment, takeaways. I basically said it's fresh but familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a first episode. We get introduced. We get to learn a little bit about a bunch of them. And I got a feeling for, you know, some that I think might hit up in the top five. If they get their act together, you know, and kind of pursue it, they'll get that far. And I thought some others were kind of in the bottom. And I was like, And that was kind of it. Like, nothing really, you know. There was nothing revolutionary about this episode for me.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's not a complaint. It's just what it is.
Yeah. I think these 12 would be interesting. I'm liking that we've got a few queens from the same area that are all each individual. You know, they're all different. But they're from like all, you know, you've got three queens from New York. And if you were to look at them, you wouldn't be like, oh, they're all from the same area. No, you kind of, they each have their own different style. They only look. All the queens this season, there's not a lot of the same thing. You've got a pretty girl, kind of. You've got a couple of comedy girls, yeah. You've got some glamoury girls. You've got some girls that are fishy. You've got a little bit of everything. And that's what I think is going to be interesting about this season, where in some of the season past, you've had a lot of the same thing. And you're kind of like, oh, okay, you know, you kind of got an idea of what's going to happen kind of thing. But this season, I think, is going to be different. I agree that there are a few queens that if you ask me, like, literally right now, who do I think the top five would be, I could probably put them down, you know, who I think they would be. But I'm not going to say that right now. But but I think it. I see where it could go, and I see the potential in some of them, but I feel like there's going to be something that potentially changes my mind. We're just tipping, you know, cracking the surface of this.
Agreed. Yeah, I think it's early to start calling out who we think is going to really make it to the end. Maybe in another two episodes, we might be more comfortable with playing that. All right. In honor of Miss Kasha Davis, we're moving on to our next segment. Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be the tinkling of the ice, children, because it is time for snaps and eye rolls, otherwise known as our highs and lows of the show. Yep. My snaps are going to Bob the Drag Queen.
Mm.
She was my standout, and I lived for her outfit when she walked in.
Yes.
Did you catch what that outfit said?
No, I did not. I was trying to catch it, but I missed it. Like, I saw it the first time, and I was kind of like, I kind of didn't get all of it in when I was looking at it the first time. But the second time, I was like, there's something there. But we were watching it, and we were trying to rush for time. And
all right.
So I was kind of like, oh, what does it say?
So she's wearing this bodysuit thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's white, and across her abdomen at the lower pelvic region, it says UNT. And then there's black, and her right arm is black, and she puts her hand on her hip, and it spells a letter.
Oh.
And then in confessional, she said something to the effect of, it all spells out. And I was like,
see you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. That girl got it.
Yes.
I was like, brava, brava. I thought that was, I caught it the one time I watched. I was like, what's up with the, and I was like, UNT. And then she hit the pose and I went, I was like, well, that's one that'll live in history as far as I'm concerned about entrances.
I'm surprised I didn't. Oh, I'm kind of mad. Now I have to see the episode and watch it and look at it again. Anyway, yeah.
Well, you ain't got to watch it long. It's in the beginning, so.
Yeah.
All right. And then eye rolls.
Uh-oh. I think we had the same eye roll. Yes,
don't,
we do.
Don't let this be. Don't let. Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, help me hear this prayer. Do not let this continue this season. If this becomes a theme, I'm going to be real, real chafed.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck? Can't sew? Cannot sew. I'm not hearing it. I am not hearing it.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go ahead and do my eye rolls right now. Just because we have very, very similar eye rolls. And my main eye roll was the Nysha not being able to sew. Season 8, bitches. Season 8. 8 seasons. We've been watching this show. We've known this show. 8 seasons and an All-Stars. Just to put that in mind. So 8 fucking seasons. I think for almost every single season, the first challenge is a sewing challenge. Put an outfit together. Make it Christmassy. Drag in a dime. Pull it out of the trash. You know, like, you cannot say, I didn't know. Because, bitch, it's been 8 seasons. So don't say, I don't know how to sew and be on the show. I am sorry. If you know you're going to be on the show, like RuPaul fucking said in the show, in the critiques, you know you're going to be on the show. You better pick up a fucking needle and thread and get to learning some shit. Like Bob said, like, yeah, no, I don't really sew, but I know how to put some fabric together and put it together. Okay, so you maybe learn some basic shit just to get by. That's what right. That's right. All you need.
Bob came out in a runway look that was better than I expected, because based on what he said in the workroom, I was like, oh, it's going to be interesting. And then she walked out in this like 50s flouncy dress, totally like on point. And I was like, oh, it's not a pretty dress, but it's a dress. And it works.
It's constructed.
And it's right. It's constructed and you have a silhouette and it fits and it, you know, we're good. I was very proud of her.
And then you got Miss Naysha coming out, and I love Dorji's critique of her, of like, it's literally two pieces of fabric pinned at the here, and then you put a cardboard corset on top. Like, no. Like, and she got clocked for the undergarment showing, and she got clocked for the, you know, just like, and then like, and don't, and I agree with, I was livid when she said this, because I was sitting there like, and then you go on the show and you tell the judges, like, this is my first time sewing. Bitch.
You know what? You know, all right, girls, future contestants, hear me out. Do you know when you say this is my first time sewing? You say that when it's the first challenge and it's a sewing challenge and you win. That's when you say this is my first time sewing.
Exactly. Even if you're lying.
I'm joking.
But like, it's just one of those things where I'm just like when Jiggly, what, three, four seasons ago? Anyway, whenever she was on the show, whatever. You know, I forget. They all blur together sometimes. She was three or four. Anyway, when Jiggly said it, like, it's like, okay, come on. Like, people have been saying this for years, and you can't act surprised. You just can't.
Yeah. No, I was done with her when she was like, I can't sew. I'm a pageant queen. I spend all my money on buying my outfits. And I was like, oh dear.
Yeah. So like, if you thought that, like, everyone said, you should know by now. Not even by now, like 2-3 seasons ago, you should know this shit. Like, there's no surprises. You know, it's very familiar. It's a very familiar formula. Usually the first season, you've got a photo shoot challenge and you've got a building an outfit challenge of some theme. We should know this by now. We've seen it 8 times. Well, 7 times before the show, you know, like it just, sorry,
I know.
It's one of my big things. Like, you should know this shit. I mean, and granted, we've had other queens on the show that don't know how to sew, but are talented in other areas. Ginger was, I think, one of those that wasn't a big time sewer, I don't believe. But you know, threw some shit together and was able to, you know, throw it off with, like, give it off with an air of like funny and campy and
well, and Ginger owned, because there was some controversy that on her resume, because it was brought up in the reunion episode, there was listed on her resume online that she did costume design for, you know, theater work, and everyone was, you know, calling shenanigans that she said on the show that she didn't know how to sew, and then she corrected it. She's like, first of all, that was like what, 20 years ago. Second of all, it was children's theater. And third of all, buying an outfit and then, you know, putting it on a person is not sewing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Costume design does not necessarily entail having the ability to sew.
Right. It doesn't mean you know how to take a McCall's pattern and turn it into real life.
Yes. You can build from things that have already been built. You can grab items that you, you know, when, anyway, sorry, I've got a costumer husband, so I know all this shit. So, you know, but it's just like, don't, I'm still mad. I'm still hitting that, and I'm kind of glad that bitch left. So,
ta-da!
Ta-da, spoiler.
Naysha went home.
Yes. But the, my snaps, I'll go ahead and.
No! Finish your eye roll. I know you got another.
Oh! No! It's just like. My other thing. Oh yeah, that was the one thing. I'm sorry, I forgot all about that. I was so heated about Naysha. I was kind of like, damn. My other thing, and it's the one thing. My one little thing. So, for the main challenge. The queens were supposed to build an outfit based on a previous, you know, contest or challenge in these, you know, shows history. Glitter ball, bitch ball, those kind of things, you know, design on a dime, drag on a dime kind of thing. Okay. Randomly chosen was one of the queens to pick her choice for what she wanted to do and then picked all the other ones. The person who won was Robbie. Random. It was a random choice or a ping pong ball, whatever.
Oh, girl. That, okay, just as a side note. I thought that was funny as hell.
Yes.
The whole random ping pong out the butt, supposedly, from Morgan McMichaels across the stage to RuPaul. This little pink ping pong ball. And then, you know.
I think it's from Priscilla.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, yeah. I think, so Robbie Turner is the randomly selected person who gets to select the themes for everybody else and forgets to pick her own and
exactly.
Take what's last.
Yeah, she literally takes the last one, which is the bitch ball one. And I'm sitting here like going, you shot yourself in the fucking foot. And I get why you felt like you were drowning, but you had an opportunity to pick out of all of them. Granted, I will own part of the issue, I will say, is that you didn't know what they all were. You got three at a time, and then you had to choose, you know, pick them randomly. But I'm a thinking girl. I'm a thinking queen. I would have gone through all the previous, all of them, as many as I could remember, and be like, which one would I feel like I could shine in and do a really good job in? And I would have waited for that one and maybe picked a couple more that I think I could have done well in, and then be like, okay, so if that one shows up, that's the one I'm going to get. And then I'll, you know, and if I don't see it, I'll assign them to the other girls, you know, however I see fit. But like, don't, that was my, like, that was, like I said, that was one of my bigger eye rolls was just because, like, season 8, top 12, like, come on. Like, you were randomly chosen. You had an advantage that you did not win. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, you didn't win the photo challenge and this was your prize for winning it. This was literally, it could have been anybody and it was you. Instead of
and you were notably nice to the other queens.
Yeah.
You didn't technically skewer them right from the get-go with you know, things that they probably would have absolutely detested.
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally agree. Just to tag on to like your eye roll about that, her runway look was bad. It was not, and I get that supposedly she didn't have her 1940s dress pattern or whatever with her. And I'm like, well, I can understand how that can throw you off course. You gotta correct. You gotta bring it back in and say to yourself, look in the mirror, this isn't working. Do something.
What can I do? What else can I do? Like, do something else. Yeah. Do some other shit. Do better than that sheep looking bullshit that you had on the runway.
Yeah.
So anyway, because you were tired, that dog was tired, like, like come on.
Yeah.
So
what are your snaps, girl?
Oh, my snaps. So as we know, yes, Nayshia was the left the show. But the bottom two drag queens were Nayshia and Layla. And I will own, I hated her look from the waist down. Because the waist down, like they all said, that's not post-apocalyptic. That was your thigh-high boots that you wore, that you bought from Sears or wherever. You know, those were, that was from there down, that's not apocalyptic looking. You know, that was very much polished. And then up here, you kind of, I like what you did from up here. I love that thing up on the side and the makeup and everything. That looked really good. The jacket, very well done. But given what you were supposed to do, you didn't do it. Especially from here down. You could have done something else. You could have done anything else. But when you did the lip sync for your life, you did the fucking lip sync for your life. You knew you probably were going home and you tore that shit up. So snaps to you for fighting for your motherfucking life in that song. Because no offense, girl, you probably were going to go home. Because if it had been me, I didn't like you in the photo shoot. I didn't like you here. This is our first challenge. I'm not impressed. You go home.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Layla or Nysa, you were okay in the picture. Your outfit, terrible. So maybe you might get a chance, but you also have a bit more polish to me and a bit more finesse to me to where I could see you going further. Although, like we said, bitch didn't know how to sew. So, but you know, like that's sort of my thing. So I was very much like, you really save yourself by doing a really great fucking job with that lip sync. So yay, go you. Hopefully you'll make it to another episode or a couple of episodes. My other, obviously, is to Bob, because I just, not just because, you know, now I know that part, you're the cunt thing, but the everything else was just, I liked her personality. I liked that she was very real. I, you know, you've got a name called Bob the Drag Queen, and in my head, I was like, who the fuck is this? Like, that's not really kind of thing, but now, it, you know, it kind of works. It's not meant to be, you know, interesting or funny or whatever, or, you know, it's meant to be funny, but it's not meant to be like, it's not a Lanesha Sparks or Nysha Lopez or whatever, you know, the name. It's very just different in that sense. And her, during the ending, during the photo shoot, I loved her. Because, like, she had a lot of fun, and she's doing very, like, the little Kim thing. And then, like, the last two pictures, like, she did the very, like, shocked, like, let me just be shocked. And then, like, she did I almost thought she did I forget what she said, but I feel like she was saying something about, because there's this meme or whatnot of Black people, like, the looks on their faces when they're dealing with, like, bullshit, and they're kind of like this, that just, like, straight, stoic face, like I was like, oh, okay, I laughed my ass out. I had to rewind it and listen to it again, because it just caught me off guard and worked really well, because, you know, it's funny. So I snap, Bob, I'm looking forward to seeing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Very much looking forward to see what you do.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
We ready to get the final segment?
Sure.
Closing thoughts. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm pleased. Bring on the rest.
Yeah.
I want to see where the remaining 11 girls go. I don't have any qualms. I don't have any major what the fucks. So I'm glad that Ross and Carson are there, and Michelle's there, and we're good to go. You know, we know where we are. We're familiar with this ground, and so now I want to see what's coming.
Yep. And that's sort of my final thought, too. Let's get it on. Let's get this show on the road. We know what the second episode is going to be. I'm kind of looking forward to that, because, you know, I feel like it'll be fun and interesting. But I'm like, I agree with you. Like, we know where we are. We know where we've been. We've seen the past 100 episodes. This is very interesting to me. I want to see where it goes. By the way, the person who won the challenge was Kim Chi. Just putting it out there. Very good job with her look and everything else, because she had the hairball and just it worked really well. Although, I will say this much. Something was going on, and I don't know what it was, but her walk on the runway was clunky.
Girl, like this weird, like wobbles.
Yes. And I was sitting there looking at it, and I'm kind of like, and I got to see it twice, and I'm kind of like going, what was going on? Were the shoes too tight? I know that they walk like they're in their heels for a long time. I get that. But you were kind of walking like that for a while. And that was not the greatest first impression to me.
I will say this. That is my only concern about her, is that if that really is her runway walk, like she does not have a finesse about moving her body like that, she in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Because they will clock it.
Michelle will not put up with that. Not at all.
No. But yeah, I'm big on the let's get it on. Let's get this show going. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what they do. I'm praying that it's not a short season just because they only have 12 queens, but I feel like there's the potential for people coming back, this, that, and the other. And I want to see what they do. I hope it's a little better than last season in the sense that it's not all of the acting kind of comedy kind of things all the time. This was, you know, I very much prefer a little bit of a mix of things. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So I think we're going to wrap up the show. There's plenty of ways to contact us here with Cubs Out Loud. You can just simply go to our website, cubsoutloud.com. You can also email us. That's really easy. cubsoutloud@gmail.com. You can look us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/cubsoutloud. We also have a Twitter account. You can find that at twitter.com/cubsoutloud. We also have a Google Plus page, which you probably already know something about because that's how we're doing the Hangout, which turns into the YouTube video. That is simply google.com/plus Cubs Out Loud. On Bear Underground, the official Bear website for Cubs Out Loud, you can join the COL entourage there. Come say hello, make a comment. iTunes, you can go on iTunes and you can rate us. You can go to Stitcher Radio, you can give us a thumbs up. And, of course, I'm known as Gary, also GareBear73 online. You can find me at Tumblr, BearUnderground.net, Growler, and a bunch of other places.
And hey, everybody, again, it's Damon, and I am TheaterCub79 pretty much everywhere. Our NomadCub79 on my more kink websites and PupUmbra on Twitter.
And with that said, we're out of here.
Peace.